And we've got to talk with the mayor of Avon Lake this morning, Greg Zilka. Good morning. How are
good
you,
morning,
Mayor?
Bruce. Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in. And it's always good to come to Avon Lake. We've done different remotes here.
That's right.
And it's always good to hear what's going on in your city.
We've hosted you several times at Legacy Sweetbriar. And the segue into that is, in Scotland, this is a perfect day for golf. So what's really interesting, I heard you talking about the sunsets and sunrises and so forth. We were at a Recreation Commission meeting, and the sun was setting, and it was just incredible. So I raised my hand, and I said, let's just take 5 minutes and enjoy the sunset. And it was such a calming thing in the room. It was just amazing. Every night, they're different. Some nights they're duds, and other nights they're just spectacular. Not that we're the only ones who have sunsets yet. You mm-hmm. talked about doing programs on the lake in Lorraine, and mm-hmm. obviously that's a great view as well. This is a great asset for us. This house you're sitting in, or the lake house, was actually the Horsefall property, and the city of Avon Lake was wise enough, and we scraped together some money. We bought a parcel just next to the Folger home, just east of it, and the Horsefall property came available, and they wanted us to buy it, so they gave us a good price. And then a guy named Jim Wise and his family owned the parcel to the west of us. And over the years, over 25 years, we've added on, we've doubled, and now, well, basically three times the size we once had. And this is a charming little place. I like to think of it as the city's front yard, because it's just a wonderful, pleasant place and to meet people. We've had a couple of police events where the police come out here when residents are gathering for the sunset, and that exchange and discussion is really good. It's a calm, casual conversation on what the residents feel about police and fire, and it's really valuable.
Do you know any history of the family that built this house and why they built it so close to the water?
I don't know. I do know that there has been some erosion. On July 4th, 1969, there was a big windstorm, and a lot of the lakefront lost property. Some people as much as 20 feet, but others lost 2 or 3 feet, because then it was just, the lake was just so stirred up that a lot of the soil just fell into the lake. A lot of it's shale, which is very fragile, and it erodes. One good thing about that is that homeowners get a decrease in their property tax because their size of their land decreases. But the bad part of it is, their lot is decreasing in size. That's a bad thing,
sure.
too. But we're glad you're here.
Thank you. And you mentioned, too, remnants of a hurricane a couple of years back. The waves actually came up here.
Yes, Hurricane Sandy. They were flying up here and lapping over the edge. Now, with a 70-mile-an-hour wind, anything that's thrown in the air is going to be thrown pretty far south here. But we actually weathered that pretty well. Considering it was very dangerous, we had a lot of trees down, a lot of electric power wires down, and in some places in Avon Lake we didn't have power for 5 days. Most people got their power back within 24 hours, and then after 3 days most people did, but there were several areas where we had to wait a long time.
This year, for people who live or travel through Avon Lake, Walker Road got an upgrade?
Yes, it did.
Part of Moore Road is getting an upgrade,
too? It's almost done, Craig.
Almost done.
Almost done.
I guess you can go north on it now?
Yes, that's
right.
Correct. And I think probably within about 10 days it'll be fully open. We actually reconstructed Moore Road. A lot of the roads in town were just, they had gravel, and we just paved them, and then there's no true base. And now with all the heavy trucks, even the trash trucks are quite heavy, and as they go down residential streets, they do cause damage to the asphalt when it's not fortified. I'm pleased that Walker Road got paved, but one of those sides on the west side of 83, that was supposed to be done 3 years ago. And something called COVID, and all kinds of things happened, and then there were other delays, and the having asphalt available on and on. You know, the supply chain is amazing. We had a culvert in front of the high school, and at the Avon Lake football game, you may well know this, that culvert was out. 6,000 people were there, and they had to maneuver around the culvert in order to get to the game. But it all worked out well because Bob Scott, I'm sure he'll talk about it later today, but he did notify people. They had plans. They instructed Avon fans how to get here, where to park, and it worked very, very well. But these infrastructure projects sometimes are very frustrating, but when there's traffic delayed, it usually means that you're going to have a fine product at the end of the time. That culvert was built in 1908, so if we get that much work or use out of that one, we'll be doing well.
We are in the Lake House on Lake Road, and I know the city is working with the state to repave Lake Road as well?
Correct. That was supposed to be done 2 years ago. They talked about it, and then the state pulled back, and then other things happened. But now we're going to see that take place. We thought it was going to be this year when they did Sheffield Lake and Bay Village, and we were going to be done in September. And there are a few things that happened, work needing to be done. And we're not going to widen the road, but we're going to narrow the car lanes by 1 foot on each side and widen the bike lanes. And the bike lane is going to be fortified because, again, we have poured blacktop on just gravel and dirt. So and you will see there are areas where heavy trucks go on there, and it collapses. So we're going to improve that, and that's going to be done the first thing in spring of next year, we hope.
Okay.
When you do something like that, you're not the state and everyone else is involved because of what the route that is.
Correct.
It's different than your other roads that
that's
you have
correct
to do too.
The state pays I can't remember if it's 80 or 90% of that. The residential, the secondary roads, we do get grants, and we have to kick in 20%, which is not a small amount of change with the cost of the projects. But we talk about government not working, but there's a board that encompasses Lorain County, Medina County, and the county out west of here, Lake County or Erie County? One of those. Mm-hmm. We meet quarterly, and they actually, as a group, they classify and put in bids for what projects they would like to have sponsored. It works incredible. No disputes, no arguments. People accept, they agree. We share the amount that's coming to this region, and it works like clockwork. It is amazing. If only we could take that, further into other sections of government, I think it would be just
well,
wonderful.
There's something about roads that everyone can agree
that's
on.
That's correct.
Right?
We have a common bond there. We need roads.
We don't know whether we drive on the left or right or which way the road is going sometimes in other political realms, but we all want good roads.
Correct.
What other thing? I mean, that's not sort of the glamorous part of, as government, but what things are you proud of, or things that are working on that the other things happening in the city that you really like to talk
about? Well, I'm proud of where we're sitting here, this complex. I started on council in 1985, so I was on council as we made a lot of these purchases and made the improvements. And it was without tax increase. We did that within our budget because we were very frugal and we were very careful with our money, which leads me into what I wanted to put a plug in for is we do have an issue on the ballot on November 8th, and it's issue 20 here in Avon Lake. We need a new fire station. When the first fire station that we have now was built, it was 1978. A good thing is we built a safety center, which included a court and a police station. And all we did to the old fire station was put a facade on it. So 99% of the public thinks that that fire station we have now is 20, 21 years old. It's 44 years old. And people are just shocked, and they look at you and with great suspicion. I said, Jimmy Carter was president when that place was built. Mork and Mindy and Three's Company were the top TV shows. And gas was 60 cents a gallon. Immediately they react to that. Oh, I see. But it's hard to say, yeah, that building is 44 years old. And when that was built, we had 610 fire calls. Now, this is also for, picking people off the floor and, attending to people in their homes, and then, of course, taking them to emergency facilities. But last year, in 2021, we had 3,060, I think. We had 18,000 people. No, excuse me, 13,000 people when it was built in 78, and now we have 25,000. So the need is there. We looked at what was going on in the economy, and housing prices were skyrocketing. Values were going way up. And we were very concerned about senior citizens and workers who are just barely able to make it and being thrown with a property tax increase for the fire station. So what we did is we looked at the income tax, which is very unusual. So we are proposing that there be a 0.25% increase in the income tax. And as you can see on the flyer, which I just gave you, Craig, it is not a tax on Social Security. It is not a tax on pensions. And if you work in another community but live in Avon Lake, let's say you work in Cleveland, which many Avon Lake residents do, they're paying 2.25%. Currently, they're paying nothing to Avon Lake. All that stays in Cleveland. If you work in Elyria, I'm not sure what their tax is. It might be 2, or it's higher than 1.5. That money stays there, and Avon Lake gets none of it. So what we're looking at here is taxing income rather than taxing property. Now, is that fair? In many ways it is, but in some ways it isn't. All the folks at the Ford plant working in Avon Lake will pay another 0.25. What does that come out to? It comes out to $25 per 10,000. And it comes out to $250 per 100,000. So if you make the equation, and analyzing that versus a property tax, that would be equivalent to a tax increase on a $300,000 home based on valuations and so forth. You know, the property valuation thing is some magical formula that no one can understand. Some people, including myself, think that it's intentionally confusing. But anyway, people who work in the city do benefit from the EMS services, and they do benefit from the fire services. But, you know, I understand that that would be frustrating for them, because people who live in Lorain and work at the Ford plant, they pay tax here, and then they don't get full credit. They have to pay some to Lorain. But we had to gauge how much should that be. And one controversy that we have heard is, With the bond issue for building something, you give a specific period of time, because that's a very stable value. We don't know what's going to happen with the economy. If the economy goes south, our income tax will decline and so forth. So we've asked for 0.25, which is a little more than will cover the cost of the fire station. But with inflation going on, that cost of building is going up. So this gives us a little bit of cushion there so we don't get caught short. But if things are stable, our plan is to invest also into infrastructure, residential streets and other roads and other projects. That's part of the infrastructure which benefits the community, whether it's roads or whether it's parks, and whether it's rec facilities and so forth. So that is one thing that is making some folks a little concerned about this. But no senior citizen will be paying this unless they have a job. Otherwise, they will pay no tax at all. And we hope that the residents will look favorably upon this.
We're talking with Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zilka. You mentioned the Ford plant.
Yes.
What is new in terms of the bringing the electric vehicle production here? What's the latest?
The latest is, well, when they made the big announcement in the summer, they said, we will be digging this year. We will be constructing this year. They've actually done quite a bit of work on the current plant. They redid the fire suppression system, and they knocked down the main offices there, and they're going to start rebuilding those. But work will begin sometime this year on, you know, with digging and moving dirt and so forth. They're very optimistic about it. Mayor Hunter and I were able to go to Dearborn, and we toured the current Ford F-150 gasoline engine plant. Then we went over to the electric, the commercial one, and making Ford F-150s. And it was just amazing. It's just very impressive. This is called the Rouge plant. I used to hear it called the River Rouge, but now they just call it the Rouge plant. Rouge meaning red, red river. And it's really remarkable. And it's a different world, but yet it's the same. It's much quieter. It's much brighter. The prices of the vehicles are much more expensive too. Yeah. But it's for the future. What we like about it, and most of the jobs are going to be in Mayor Hunter's Sheffield Village. Sheffield Lake and Avon Lake will get probably maybe 400 more jobs. In of the 1,800 jobs, about 1,200 will be in Sheffield Village. It's great for Lorain County. We look at it here, you know, Avon Lake and North Ridgeville are, you know, if they go well, we still not aren't doing well unless Lorain and Elyria are coming along too. So we look at it as a community. We need to make sure that Lorain and Elyria do fine. They can get by and then get even better. And we look at this as progress for the whole county, because the tax on that will pay for Lorain Community College. It'll pay for the vocational school, metro parks, on and on. That's the tax base for all that. And we all enjoy, you know, the metro parks is just incredible. And so is Lorain Community College, and the vocational school has done a fine job too.
There's a lot of great things happening. A lot of times when industry comes through, you know, not only the jobs, it's all of that sort of secondary thing that comes because of it. And also just the fact that, as you mentioned, the taxes that come that benefit the city,
right?
In sort of just from your standpoint, because you understand that's the need for that. But we've got lots more coming up. In fact, next hour we're going to talk with your economic development director, Ted Esporn. So he'll give us some good information about that power plant.
Absolutely, Ted will give you the lowdown on that.
That's going to be great. Well,